Why, thank you, Cindy Drew, and I'm thanking you in advance for my Johnson's popcorn, which a little seagull told me you'll be bringing me back from your vacation on the Ocean City Boardwalk this weekend. Mmm, yummy, Johnson's popcorn. And plenty of emails have been rolling in for a while now at JackieBamBam@WMMR.com for a vintage local shot of the week artist asking me, when's there going to be a brand new album? When's the next show? Well, tonight we're going to find out all those answers. It is a Father's Day weekend, and I'm sure this man's family is very, very proud of him because his band is releasing a brand new album this Tuesday, and we have a record release party at the Fillmore Foundry Room next Saturday night, June the 22nd. And yours truly will be out to host the show. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. On the line with us, the 80s are coming back. The 80s are coming back. It's Tommy Conwell from Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers. Good evening, Tom.
Jackie, how are you?
I'm really excited to be bringing the good news to everybody in Philadelphia first. How are you feeling?
Totally psyched. We're going to be playing some of the songs from the new album. Not the whole thing. I wanted to play the whole thing. The other guys told me, yo, Tom, you can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's too much for people who don't know it. So I get that. So, but we're going to play a bunch of new songs from the new album. The new album, Jackie, is called Showboats and Grandstanders. Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers, the original guys, Chris Day on guitar, Rob Miller on keyboards, Jim Hannum on drums, Paul Slivka on bass, and me on guitar and vocals. And, you know, it's the original guys, you know, the same band that made the records that MMR played all the time in the 80s.
You mentioned the original band members. A lot of them are no longer living here in Philadelphia. One's in Wilmington, Delaware. One's in Nashville. Where did you track the album out? I know today, Total Different World Recording. Was it Pro Tools, or you did it the old school way?
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, we did the drums in Philly. Jim came up from Wilmington. You know, we pieced it together, you know. We just sent the drum tracks and rough vocals and guitars down to Slivy, and he did all the bass down in Nashville. Rob did all the keyboards down in Nashville. I actually went down to Nashville just to hang out with Rob for a day or two to just, like, talk over what we wanted. But then he did it all on his own. You know, Jackie, it's amazing. Those two guys, because they're way down there, and they just did it on their own, they came up with amazing stuff that they wouldn't have come up with if I was sitting there with them looking over their shoulder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really great. Like, seriously, like, if you check it out, listen to Slivy, listen to the bass player, and Rob Miller, and the keys.
Oh, yeah.
Especially those two guys. I'm not there. You know what I mean? And so they're just free, man. They're soaring. They're flying like eagles. So it's really cool. Check it out. You'll be able to hear it. Especially, like, on Going Back to Philly. Listen to Slivy on Going Back to Philly. He sounds like he's playing with his pants down.
Well, he must have took that from you, jumping up on bars and pulling your pants down like Angus Young, Tom. So you mentioned the title of the album is called Showboats and Grandstanders, and it comes out this Tuesday.
Tuesday, June 18th, it comes out,
And the record release party, we said, is June 22nd, Foundry Room. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. All your information is at Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers on Facebook. But tell us, how did the title come about? Is there a meaning behind the Showboats and Grandstanders?
Not really. No. It doesn't mean anything. I had a list of about 300 titles, and that's just kind of the one that stuck. It just sounds cool. That's all.
I picture my 93 days of summer down the beach, Showboats and Grandstanders. That's what I see when I'm reading this.
I know. It's just, that's what we are. We're just hot dogs, you know? But the album's really good. We had so much fun doing it. So glad it's done.
Yeah. When did you start recording this, Tom? Because last time we spoke, we did a sold-out show. And this time around, a record release party at the Foundry Room, the Fillmore. You were telling me, it's not done yet. It's coming. It's coming. It's finally here. When did you start actually recording this?
You know what? I think we did the original demos in 2014. So it's been like 5 years, which is unbelievable. So I'm glad it's done. Yeah, I felt bad, like, telling people about it, and people are always asking me, when's it going to be done?
Yeah.
So it finally is. So that's really good. But you know what? There's an upside to it taking a long time. There really is that you get to know it. You know, you get to know the songs. You get to know what's working and what's not. You know, there's something really nice about letting it stew like that for a long time.
Yeah.
But there's a downside too. There's not a lot of downside. It just, like, takes so long. It just gets annoying after a while. I'm glad we took our time with it. I mean, that's what we wanted to do. You know, it was hard to do too because, you know, man, I'm not full-time anymore, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, back in the day, we'd work like 12-hour days in the studio. You know, we'd work from like noon to midnight,
right.
You know, every day. Now, man, it's like, I got to grab a couple hours here and a couple hours there. I got a job, a wife, kids, you know what I mean? Family.
Yeah.
different, but it's good. It's great.
Was the album written about anything special in particular, Tom?
The album is all about being in the band. You know, not all of it, but a lot of it.
Okay.
It's about being in the band, like the song Going Back to Philly, track number one. It's about being in the band. And it's also about the crowd. You know, I mean, there's a song called Whatever This Crowd Wants. So it's very autobiographical, and it's very much a love letter to the people, to the rock and roll people in Philly who we love so much and who have been so good to us, and we're so grateful.
Any of these songs in your old school notebook left over from like the 80s, Tom, that you carried on?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not quite the 80s. Mm-hmm. But, well, maybe, one of them is. One of them, I wrote one with Jules Shear. You know who Jules Shear is?
Great songwriter. He wrote or co-wrote a song on your album, If We Never Meet Again?
Yeah, he wrote If We Never Meet Again. And he wrote a hit for Cyndi Lauper, which was All Through the Night. Right. And he wrote If She Knew What She Wants, which is a Bangles song. And he's just a highly acclaimed songwriter and mm-hmm. a total sweetheart. Yo, Jackie, he invented Unplugged. You're old enough to remember this, maybe.
Wow.
I'm a little older than you, but Unplugged was originally like this little show on MTV, mm-hmm. and he was the host. It was his idea.
Oh, wow. I never knew that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It started out as nothing, and he was the host, and he used to play with all the guests. But anyway, Jules Shear, when we were working on the demo for If We Never Meet Again, because I remember that same little studio in New York where I first played that little slide guitar solo on If We Never Meet Again,
mm-hmm.
We wrote this song called Time Gonna Make It Right. So, and that song I really like a lot. And you know what? There's a girl named DJ Katarina who's like, she's actually from Texas. She's like a fan. And she said to me a couple years ago, she said, what about that song? Whatever happened to that song? And that made me pull it out, and I totally rewrote the lyrics and added stuff to it. There's horns on the record. Mm-hmm. Kenny Queeter's on the record.
Oh, Jackie. Cool. I was going to ask you, any special guest?
Mostly just Queeter. You know, Queeter and the horn. So the brass knuckle horns, that's the guys who play with us on In the Pocket. David Kirshner, Bobby Michaels, Jim Vador, and Dave Jim Horn.
Jay Davison in there?
Jay is not on the record, but he'll be playing at the show with us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'll be at the time. Jay's awesome. He's not always available.
Yeah.
We love him.
And what track is Ken Queeter on?
Kenny Queeter sings on this song called The Rest of the Night, which is actually a Warren Zevon song. But Queeter sings background and plays harmonica, and I'm just so excited that he's on the record because I'm a huge Ken Queeter fan.
Now, you mentioned Zevon right there, and I see you do another cover. So there's two covers actually out of these 10 songs. You cover Robert Hazard's Out of the Blue?
Yeah, we do Out of the Blue, which I always thought was, it's just always been my favorite Hazard song, you know, from the very beginning, from that first EP, the white blank sleeved EP, you know, Out of the Blue has just always been my song. And we do it, and it sounds pretty different, and I didn't realize, but we do it like it's slower, just kind of like, it's just, I love it. Bob Miller really shines on that one, and the background vocals shine, Chris and Rob doing the backgrounds. It's really good. It's a great song, and really happy with the recording.
You wrote with Robert Hazard before me, rest in peace. And last time we spoke, Tom, you mentioned that you thought Robert Hazard actually wrote this song about the late, great Francis Albert Sinatra, the chairman of the board, Out of the Blue. So you think Hazard wrote this about Frank Sinatra?
I do. When I used to hang with Hazard, he used to tell me how much he loved Frank Sinatra, and he really did.
Wow.
And this song, just so out of the blue, back to nowhere. Like Frank Sinatra, he had to make a comeback. But before his comeback, he was back to nowhere, you know? Mm. Like he had a rise and a fall, and then he rose up again and stayed, right?
Right.
But he definitely, like a teeny bopper kind of guy. You know, he was like a pretty boy, you know?
Yeah.
And he was a great musician, but still, his early stuff, he had a downtime. And so I just think that that song, Hazard, you know, wrote it about him. And also, because he mentions Hudson and Ford, They Never Did You Wrong. Gilbert and Sullivan sold you another song.
Wow.
You know, that just, you know, like Frank Sinatra did Gilbert and Sullivan songs. You know what I mean? That's the most obvious reference.
I never took that into consideration.
Yeah.
What a theory there, Tommy. Man, I wish we could ask Robert Hazard about that.
Yeah, we'll have to go to a medium. Me and you, Jackie, we'll go.
Hey, we're speaking to Tommy Conwell of Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers. It's great to have him back. Releasing a brand new album this Tuesday, June the 18th, Showboats and Grandstanders. We have a record release party. I'll be out to host this at the Foundry Room, which is inside the Fillmore, next Saturday night, June 22nd. Very few tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. Tom, at the show, merchandise, the album will be available. I know you re-released a couple of your major albums on cassette, made some t-shirts. Shirts, hats. Will this one be released on vinyl?
Well, I didn't put it out on vinyl.
Okay.
This time.
Not yet.
We probably will, but this CD's now. You can get it at my website, TommyConwellStore.com.
Okay.
And you can buy CDs there, mm-hmm. and you can get downloads there, merch there, and actually the merch is up right now. There's three different T-shirts and a hat. It's kind of fun. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff.
Can we pre-order the album now, or we have to wait till Tuesday?
Yeah, you can pre-order the CD, mm-hmm. and you can pre-order a download.
Okay.
You can order any of the merch. And also, when you buy a CD on the website, the download comes with it, too. So.
Very cool.
Yep. But it'll all be available at the show at the Foundry Saturday night, June 22nd. Going to be totally fun.
Tom, our vintage local shot of the week. You mentioned going back to Philly out of 10 songs. This is the intro track, and I believe it's going to be the first single from the album. I think we are going to debut that right now.
Right on, Jackie. Hey, let me just say, you know what? You know what I love about you? You're not just like a big shot, you know, MMR, nighttime, DJ, big rock star. You're a true rock and roll fan. Down deep in your bones, man, and it shows, and you couldn't hide it if you wanted to, and that's one of the reasons I love you. Thanks, Jackie.
You're too kind, Tom. I'm blushing. Thank you for them kind, powerful words, and thank you for all the great music, and we wish you all the best with your brand new album. Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers, Showboats and Grandstanders, coming out this Tuesday, and they're coming out to play a record release party. Foundry Room, we'll see you next Saturday night, June 22nd. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And making its debut, our vintage local shot of the week, going back to Philly. Welcome back, Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers on 93.3 WMMR.